The Rogue Valley Symphony has a busy weekend coming up. The symphony plays one of its Masterworks concerts Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Ashland, Medford, and Grants Pass, in that order. One of the pieces on the program is a premiere of Viola Concerto from composer and pianist Malek Jandali. He is Syrian-born, and his works on and off stage carry a message of peace. Malek Jandali joins us in the studio, along with Martin Maikut, who's the music director and conductor of the Rogue Valley Symphony. Welcome, Martin. Good to have you back.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Thank you. And always Malek, a pleasure.
Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So you, Malek, are a native of Syria. How long have you been out of there?
You know, I was born in Germany. I was raised in Syria, and then I came here on a full scholarship. So I consider myself a global citizen, an American artist on a mission, a musician on a mission. And what I have been trying to do in the last few years since 2011 is to highlight the beauty of my culture that is being eradicated as we speak. The Silk Road came through Syria. The alphabet was invented in Mesopotamia. So does the musical notation. So my duty as an American artist is to preserve the beauty of that culture through symphonic works and meaningful collaborations such as this weekend.
Do you play? You play viola yourself, I assume, at some level.
Well, I don't play the viola. We
really?
Have the, internationally renowned violist, the president of Curtis, mm-hmm. Roberto Diaz, performing on his Amati, mm-hmm. which is an honor, really, and it's such an honor.
So let's talk about the creation. It's a viola concerto, but you are a pianist.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I'm a pianist and a composer. Mm-hmm. So, what I have been trying to do is to, again, preserve the beauty of my culture through symphonic works. It's taking American orchestras and music directors who are realizing my vision and my mission to join hands and bring these works to life. At the very same moment when my cultural identity and my heritage is being not just destroyed, eradicated. So from the bottom of my heart, I thank all American orchestras who are joining us, recording this for future generations. And I'm forever grateful and utmost respect to every orchestra, such as yours here in Oregon, that is doing that.
Let us get a sense of what your music sounds like. We have a clip from Malek Jandali's Phoenix in Exile. Let's hear this. Music of Malek Jandali, who is in the studio with us. He is the pianist and the composer of the piece that is going to be debuted by the Rogue Valley Symphony this weekend, Viola Concerto. And Martin Maikut, who is the Rogue Valley Symphony's music director and conductor here as well on the Jefferson Exchange. So Martin, have you worked with Malek in the past?
I have not. I was aware of Malek for several years, and then I got to know his music. I got to know his beautiful symphonies. And then we finally met in person last year. Was it
in New York?
In New York, yes. He treated me to a dinner, as he keeps reminding me. I was just struck by the passion and a drive Malek has. He has this, has a precocious talent, and it feels that with the events unfolding in his homeland, his life has started having this singular focus. Really, he is on a mission to, as he said, to preserve what's still left of the culture, and that just really touched me so deeply. And so I was very happy to be able to bring this concerto here because, this little excerpt that we just heard was with the Royal Philharmonic London, but I don't think it needs to be always London and New York that gets the best stuff. So sometimes it's also Rogue Valley.
So was it commissioned by the Rogue Valley Symphony or partially commissioned by the Rogue Valley Symphony?
The piece was looking for its orchestra, right? Mm-hmm. And may we say that? Yes. So we were instrumental in bringing it to life. So we call it commission. Yes.
let's talk about the viola for just a moment because this is a viola concerto. It seems like anyone can identify a violin or a cello by sight or sound. Does the viola get a bit less respect? Is it like the Rodney Dangerfield of the orchestra or something?
You got it. Yes. And they hate to hear it, violists, because they're you know, that they're very accomplished people. And, you know, many good composers were violists, like Dvořák, for example. People who could write good inner voices in the symphonies were often violists. I haven't featured a viola soloist yet in my tenure here. And, you know, we scored, like, you know, the best one right
Roberto
from the
Diaz.
From the bat, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, I have to thank Malek for it, because Malek actually dedicated this concerto to Roberto.
Did you write it with him in mind? Did you compose it with him in mind?
Yes, I know. I mean, I met him at the Washington Pavilion in 2017, and I approached Mr. Diaz. I said, you know, if I write you a viola concerto, would you consider performing it? And he kindly said, send it to me and we'll see. At the end of the year, in December, it was ready, and I sent it to him, to the Curtis Institute, and here we are. So, you know, Syria and my homeland was the core, but having Roberto and his amazing performance abilities gave me the freedom to compose. I mean, I had no limits, and that's really a blessing for a composer.
Is there the mood or the message, or what comes through for you? What were you thinking of when you composed this viola concerto? See, I did it too.
it's a great question. You know, I don't expect everybody to love what they're going to hear on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But, you know, every music at once was new music, even Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. What I was thinking is music, nobody can see music. And nobody can touch music. But sometimes it touches your heart without any permission. I was trying to convey the message of beauty. You know, we always hear the destruction, the war, you know, all the kind, you know, the negative adjectives once you hear the word Syria. I was focusing on the beauty, on the music, on the literal meaning of symphony, where we come together. On our shared values of humanity, regardless of region or where you're from, or, you know, that's American values. And the symphony on Friday is going to unite us and bring unity back to the community. All these musicians from all over, led by Maestro, would come together with that mission in mind, Symphonia, to sing together for our own shared humanity.
The piece, again, is called the Viola Concerto. It is Malek Jandali's new composition. He's got others. I want to let you listen to another one. This is called Variations for Piano and Orchestra. For Piano and Orchestra by Malek Jandali, who's in the studio with us. He is the composer of the Viola Concerto to be performed in a world premiere Friday, Saturday, Sunday by the Rogue Valley Symphony. He's in the studio with us. Martin Maikut, the composer, the conductor of the Rogue Valley Symphony, with us as well. Martin, what else is on the program?
We open with Brahms's Tragic Overture. That sort of sets the tone, you know, a contemplative mood for the concert. And then in the second half, we do Beethoven's Fourth Symphony, which has that wonderful familiar journey. It starts very solemnly and seriously, and then ends very boisterously. So, and it's a virtuosic and fun piece.
I remember, yeah, the Beethoven's Fourth, come to think of it, is the piece that we played when Kristen Kessler called in on our first Friday Arts segment. And it was not a piece I knew well, but it sort of had that Beethoven feel. You know, you get into a Beethoven groove, and it's like, okay, this sounds like something I might have heard before.
Yeah, the Fourth is not quite as well performed. And every time you look at it, it's like, you see it's a masterpiece, but it sort of lives in the shadow of Eroica and Number 5. He actually started composing his fifth symphony before he composed number four. So it's really interesting that he just probably decided it's just too much. Too much heavy stuff, and let me do something lighthearted. And so, and the symphony really changes in tone. It starts with the introduction that would indicate a very serious piece, and then it just becomes totally fun.
Let's talk about composition and the process of it, because a concerto, the orchestra's finished with it in 15 or 20 minutes, I suppose, tops. How long does it take to compose, though?
For example, for this viola concerto, it took me roughly 6 months, which is pretty fast. I didn't want to lose the opportunity of having the concerto done in time. It just depends on the inspiration, on the story, on your own personal life. We are not all Mozarts,
So it doesn't come spewing out of your head onto the paper, right?
Many nights, I don't sleep. I just, once you have an idea, we were talking about this before
the idea is to keep you awake.
Yeah, I just stay all night long composing and concentrating on a specific, harmony or orchestration idea. And, that's unique to musicians. We have that perseverance and that ability to focus for maybe 6 hours at a time. So for this particular piece, you're going to hear Schoenberg's 12-tone theory integrated into Syrian ancient melodies. The result is, in my own humble judgment, is unique. It's a unique combination, as if you have fresh vocabulary in Western music, just because of that combination. The other thing is to integrate those ancient melodies that are long. Usually they are in 10-8 or 19-4 time meters.
Wow.
Very weird.
19-4, yeah.
Yeah, which we don't have in Western classical music often. And you're going to hear that in the second movement tomorrow. To me, that's what America offers. We all come with all our different colors and experiences, and we just bring it together harmoniously into the symphony, and that's the beauty of what you're going to hear tomorrow.
I like what you're saying about the symphony as a place for people to come together, and you share something together. It's something you do, no matter who you are, what you play, what your background is. You get together and you work on this piece of music. And
for example, we had all these questions from the orchestra musicians, from the English horn and the clarinets, and they had all
always
these
the English horns.
they had questions about all these dissonant notes very close to each other. Like an F sharp with an E sharp.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time it was weird and strange, so people would assume it's a mistake, but actually it was not a mistake. It was basically my attempt to blend. And I mean, there's no East or West in my music, there's just music.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm bringing those ancient melodies to life. To my surprise, the original melody that I'm using had all the 12 tones in them.
Really?
Not in order, but mm-hmm. As a complete mm-hmm. theme. So I constructed my 12-tone row from that ancient Syrian melody. So that's the connect between the two.
Wow.
And
it goes back a very long way then. Tell us before we go about the Pianos for Peace. You're wearing the T-shirt for it. I was hoping you'd talk about this.
Pianos for Peace, I never realized how powerful music is until the brutal attack on my parents. I performed for a peace rally steps from the White House in 2011, and a few hours later, my parents were brutally beaten due to music.
And your music?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, we musicians, always go through perfections and to composition and performing the best music, but at that moment, I realized that music is not a joke. It's not just entertainment or having fun or having a concert or a perfect symphony. It has that magical power for a head of state to have an executive decision to go after your mother. And this is when I realized the importance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. You keep hearing how wonderful it is and how powerful about humanity and mankind, but until it happens to you personally, you just don't realize how powerful music is. The end result was facing that ugly reality with something that I could change and bring back to my own community as an American. So I founded Pianos for Peace, to bring pianos to institutions that don't have pianos. We display 50 pianos in Atlanta in different cities, painted by artists and students in unexpected places. We're changing the narrative by placing painted pianos in the park, in the subway, in the airport, in the street sometimes. And then after the annual festival, we donate all these painted pianos to nursing homes, Title I schools, and any other organizations in need. Our slogan is building peace through music and education and making the arts accessible to everyone.
Wow. And it sounds like you're having great success along the way. Malek Jandali is a Syrian by family relation and living in the United States now. He is the composer of the Viola Concerto world premiere this week with the Rogue Valley Symphony. Concerts tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, Ashland, Medford, and Grants Pass. In that order, Sunday afternoon in Grants Pass, right?
That's right, Sunday afternoon.
Martin Maikut, the composer, the conductor and music director of the Rogue Valley Symphony, thank you so much for coming back to the Jefferson
Exchange. Thank you very much for having us.
And Malek Jandali, a pleasure to meet you. Best of luck in your travels.
Thank you, and peace.